Blog Talk Radio.
Yes. It's the Real Relationship Talk Show. I'm the one and only Kenny Talk. And it is, what is this? This is almost August and I'm back. It's about time to turn it right on up, right? Y'all get ready for this. Coming at you live on Dollhouse Radio's anniversary. It's a big Dollhouse Radio anniversary week, so you got to make sure you're tuned in and you're listening. You know, you got to go to blogtalkradio.com/dollhouseradio. blogtalkradio.com/dollhouse. Man, Dollhouse Radio. And get a chance to listen to all of the shows that are going to be broadcasting this week. They turn it up. We're doing something different. As you can see and as you can hear, we're doing something different on the Kenny Talk Experience. It's time for us to jump right into the conversation. First and foremost, everybody, thank you for welcoming me back. I've received some warm, warm welcomes from everybody. We've been gone for a minute on a hiatus, but we've been getting a lot did. So guess what? It's time for us to jump in to what we like to call the relationship truth of the week. I know you guys saw that has started back up. If you haven't, that means that you probably haven't added. Well, you know what? I don't have enough room on Facebook anymore. Since I've been gone, we're up to about 5,000 friends, and it don't allow you to get no more. So what you got to do is you got to like the Kenny Talk Experience page, just like that, the Kenny Talk Experience, or you got to add us on Instagram. We got plenty of room for you on Instagram, and that's Kenny Talk, @KennyTalk_, right? But, hey, the relationship truth of the week goes as follows. We about to jump right into this, man. Now, I know this particular topic, I mean, it had a lot of people wondering what angle I was going to come at, but this one is kind of straightforward. This is going to be one of them shows that's going to be kind of to the point where I'm going to just drop some hot on you, some heat on you, and just keep it moving. And we're going to get ready for, guess what? We're going to get ready for the next week's show, because it's time. So the relationship truth goes as follows. I posted this week, man. It says, and for those that don't know, don't remember, Relationship Truth is a post we send out on Facebook, Instagram, wherever, Twitter, @KennyTalkEXP. Check it out. The relationship truth is, relationship problems are so difficult for us to solve or deal with because we barely believe that the problem have anything to do with us. Now, why did I choose that one? Let me read it again. All right. Relationship problems are so difficult for us to solve or deal with because we rarely believe that the problems have anything to do with us. We rarely look in the mirror. We rarely look in the mirror. So I'm going to let y'all marinate on that just for a sec. And what I would like y'all to do is, like y'all love to do, is jump in the inbox, hit me up in the inbox. Let me know what you think about the relationship truth, or what you could do. If you ain't scared to make your words be heard, you can give me a call, 646-595-4038. We're getting with a short period tonight, so I think I'm just going to pretty much take the people who write in and let me know what they think. Why do y'all think I chose that one? Not just because I did it this week. It was sent out this week, but why? What do you think? Okay, I see you. Big shout out to everybody still listening to the Kenny Talk Experience. But guess what? The reason why I connected that is because, man, check this out. And this is gonna be our segue right into the conversation. Whenever things are going well in a relationship, we don't really pay attention to the small details. And what I mean by the small details is I mean the things that are just causing it to go right. The buttons that you're pushing, the things that you're saying, the things that you're doing, the places that you go, the way you react, behave, respond. When things are going great, we pay no attention to that stuff, right? How that person's reacting, responding, what they're doing or not doing. Regardless, we just don't pay attention. We just be in bliss. We be enjoying it, right? But as soon as something happens that we don't like and we have to point it out, then all of a sudden we start looking at things. And we start looking at things from a perspective of trying to correct or to try to be proactive at preventing problems that you may have to correct. And all in doing this, ladies, what you do is at that time is you start to change the environment for that person. The person that you say that you care about, that you love, you change the environment for them. And you don't even realize it. In your mind, you're thinking, man, I'm just trying to keep it real. I'm trying to communicate. I'm trying to tell the person what I see. I'm trying to tell them what I'm not going to put up with. I'm trying to tell them that I want you to continue doing this or stop doing this, you know. And then all of a sudden, you turn to a person that, guess what? A person that it's like you're more of a guide. You're more of a parent, a disciplinary, and you don't even realize it. And then once that changes the environment, that person starts to slowly but surely move away from you. And I mean, it starts so minute that you don't even realize it. That's why they say if you've been together with a person for 5 years, you've probably been breaking up for 2.5. You know, if you break up with a person after being with them for 5 years, that means that y'all were breaking up over a 2.5 year period, right? That's what's happening. Okay, so back to the relationship truth is that when we start seeing all these things as problems popping up in a relationship, we rarely feel like it has anything to do with us. It's always what that person is doing that makes you react the way you react. Because in your mind, guess what? I feel like if that person wasn't, if my lover wasn't doing this, then I wouldn't have to react this way, right? But you don't realize that there are certain ways that you're reacting that's perpetuating what that person is doing or making them still do it, you see, or keeps pushing them in the direction to do it, the direction away from you. So that's the reason why we chose that. So let's jump right into the topic at hand. Now, I've been getting a lot of feedback from this particular topic about how to keep the man you want. Now, if you notice, ladies, I didn't say how to keep a man. No. I didn't say how to keep a man. I didn't say that. I said how to keep the man that you want, ladies. There's a difference. Let me break down the difference real quick. For those just joining us, we are discussing how to keep a man, how to keep the man that you want. Okay? This is Dollhouse Radio's anniversary week, so I got to give it to you straight. Now let's jump right in. Okay, a lot of women out there that are single right now, I think you would agree with me if I said there's really not a problem with you getting a man. Not a problem at all. You can put on some clothes and step out to have drinks and attract a man. It's not a problem. The biggest problem comes in is trying to keep the man that you really want, that one that you want. So when you meet, so fellas, I'm talking to the fellas right now. If you see a young lady that's, you know, let's say 35, 40 years old or whatever, and she's single, not seeing anyone, I don't want us to automatically assume that she can't keep a man. I don't want you to assume that, because that's not true all the time. Here it is, truth be told. A lot of these women attract men every day. And they might date this guy this week, stop dating him, and start dating a new guy this week, next week. Or they might date a guy this month or a couple of months, and then they're not dating him anymore, and they're in between dating some other guy, right? It doesn't mean that she can't keep a man. So, fellas, I need you to get that out of your head right there. It doesn't mean that. What she's doing is she's dating. She's dating men that, in a sense, that are not showing anything that makes her want to hold on to them. So whenever, at the first sign of what of trouble, at the first sign of a red flag, she's just out. I'm done. I'm going to drop him. Right? Because we as men that meet her, we're not doing what we need to be. We're not doing anything to compel her to want to keep us. You know what I'm saying? All right, let me take it a little further. Ladies, we don't believe, we shouldn't believe that you can't keep a man. You shouldn't believe that you can't keep a man, because some women actually believe that that is the case. But this is the real truth. You're not compelled, or this person is not doing anything to make you want to hold on to them. So what you're doing is you're breaking up with people that you actually wouldn't mind not being with. And there's a difference. It doesn't mean that you can't keep a man. Now let's talk about you finding the one that you want. This is where the problem comes in at. When you meet a person that you actually want to be with, right, and you break up with this person for whatever reason, and you slip into this little bit of a state of depression, you know, you feel sad. Hey, you know what? Or you're bitter. You're upset that it didn't work out. I need you to understand that that was the decision that you made, right? So that decision that you made to stop dealing with that person, it was yours, and you are pushing yourself. I mean, you're pushing yourself down in a hurtful situation, a miserable situation, right? On your own. Because ladies, a lot of you out there that have someone that you really want to be with, but you're not going to be with them because of a specific thing, a specific action, or something that happened, something they said, or whatever reason. But when they post something on social media, you're there reading it, right? When you see them, you still get the butterflies or whatever, but you fight it off and say, forget it. No matter how bad he look at, no matter how many times he look at you or call you or text you, you're like, you know what? I'm done because of that one reason or that one thing, whatever happened. But you have to understand that you're putting yourself through this if you really want to be with that person. So if you want to keep the person that you want to be with, the only thing you got to do is embrace them. Tell them to come on back home. Get back with them. You know, forget what other people think. Forget what they're going to say. Because I'm telling you, in a couple of years, regardless of what that person did, when it comes to, I mean, I'm not talking about physically harming you or nothing like that, but whatever that person did, that your friends on the outside or that society or the people at your jobs might think, well, you know what? You crazy for getting back with that guy, right? But guess what? If you stick with that guy, you let some time pass by, you guys are just going to be that, a couple. And you'll be living life, building memories together. Because that's what it's about, ladies. It's about togetherness while we're on this planet. You got to have somebody that you want to be around you. We all want somebody that we want to be around us. And I don't care what your status is. I don't care what anybody else says. That's a beautiful thing. That's what life is about. We want to have a companion, regardless of what the title is, a companion. That's why so many women out there do sleep with another woman's man, because they do it for companionship, right? That's why they'll do that. And a lot of women that, you know, probably got your eyebrows up right now thinking like, you know what, that's foul and that's whatever. Guess what? You've probably done, I know you've done it before. You've dealt with another woman's man before, right? And it was all good as long as the getting was good, right? But that's all right though. We live, we learn, we forgive, and we forget. And that's how I go. Well, back to the topic. Well, we never left the topic, but back to me connecting it, because I got to keep it going, right? I don't got much time tonight. I'm just giving to you straight, no chasing, right? If you want to keep the man that you want, You got to go back to him, regardless of what people are saying, and get him. Go get your man, baby. That's from Kenny Talk. Okay. All right. Now, you got a woman that's in a situation, women that get in these situations to where they have the man that they want, but they start acting different, which makes the man not want to be around him. And this goes back to the first point I was making. Like, this ties right into it. If you're at the point, ladies, if you're at the point where you're with someone, things are going great. If you want to keep people around, if you want to keep the man that you want around you, then you have to stop doing the things that they don't like. All right. It's not rocket science. This is not rocket science. Check it out. This is from the Kenny Talk Experience. Think about it. If I'm in a relationship with you, ladies, and I want you to stay in a relationship with me, I love you. You know what I'm saying? I adore you. The easiest thing that I should be able to do is not do the things that you don't like. Not do the things that you don't like. Let me go to Facebook real quick. All right. Let me go in my inbox. I got on my soapbox for a minute. All right. I'm going to read what one of our listeners is saying right now. She's saying, Kenny Talk, not doing the things that your lover does not like is easier said than done. And you know what? Elaborate on that. Let's talk about that. What are some things? What are some things that you feel? And I'm gonna wait for her. I'm gonna keep going, but I'm not gonna say her name. But you know what? Hit me up. Let me know. What are some things that you feel are easier said than done when it comes to not doing the things that they don't like? I want to know. The listeners want to know. What are you talking about? Right? So you got to make sure that you don't do the things that your lover don't like. How easy is that? When you get to the point to where you're with that person, you start to know them. You got to, and you know what? A lot of the actions, a lot of your actions, ladies, a lot of the things that you say, you can see in either the facial expression or the body language of the man that you're with that they weren't pleased with that. And I need you to understand, the more you keep going down that road, or the more you keep pressing the gas on things that a person don't like, how long do you think it's going to be before you're not together, or before they're just chilling with somebody else? This is why running from you to the side chick is so, so, so prevalent. It happens so much. Why? Because the side chick, I mean, even if they don't understand this, but the side chick, they accept the situation. Okay, I know you got somebody, right? But here's what I would like to do. I want to kick it. You come through and you kick it. That's my expectation. Your expectation of the guy's expectation of the side chick. I want to come through and I want to kick it. I don't want to debate. I don't want to argue. I want to just chill, right? I want to get into my comfort zone. And the side chick, what she does is that since her expectation is to just have your man around, she lets him get straight in his comfort zone and don't bother. So that's why him making steps towards her, I mean, it just happens. It's so it happens a lot, you know. And we still haven't figured it out yet. We got to figure this thing out. We got to get to the point to where we are doing whatever we need to do in order to be with this person. Now, here's another thing. Now, let's talk about, I want to move it on. Let's talk about women that are with the person that they like, but don't want to deal with certain things that come with being with the person that they like. Now, what does that mean? What does that look like? Okay. Here we go. Ladies, if you really, well, you cannot date a garbage man and dislike the way he smells when he come home after work. Dislike cleaning his clothes, cleaning the smell out of his clothes. You know, that come with that person. You can't dislike something that comes with being with the person. If you dislike something that comes with being with a person and you leave that person for that reason, then you never really wanted to be with that person. There are some things that you have to accept. And like I said, I actually posted this several months ago, the term unconditional acceptance. An unconditional acceptance, ladies, is just simply not placing conditions on that which you will accept from the person that you want to be with. Is it always going to be easy? No. You know, are some things going to make you sick? Yeah. But it's how you deal with it. It's how you communicate with that person. It's the space that you give them, right? I don't think for one that the role is not reversed, or the shoe is not on the other foot at times, where the person is not pissed with dealing with you. You know, got things that they don't want to deal with you, but they do it. So we got to get to the understanding that everything is not going to be 100% your way. You're not going to adore everything about a person, especially if you're trying to be with that person. It's just not going to happen. There's going to be certain things that we don't like about each other. You don't think that a person, and I get this from a couple that were married for over 60 years, old couple, right? 60 years. And you actually believe that there is not anything that this person, that the person on, that these people dislike about each other. People that stick together for 30, 40, 50 years in holy matrimony. Let me tell you something. They dislike things about each other, but it's how they deal with it. And the key term I just put out there is deal with it. You're going to have to deal with it if you want to be with that person. We got to stop breaking up with people that we really want to be with because of things that we either don't know how to deal with or refuse to deal with, based on being stubborn, based on not unconditionally accepting that person for who they are, based on what other people say, based on you chasing something that you know you can't have. Come on, everybody. I need y'all to feel me on this. It's the Real Relationship Talk Show. I'm the one and only Kenny Talk, and I just dropped a little bit on y'all today. Now, before I jump to the final thought, it was fun. This is Dollhouse Radio's anniversary week, and it's a lot of big things going on Dollhouse Radio, so make sure y'all check it out. Shout out to the whole fam, right? But before I jump to the final thought, I need y'all to understand this last piece right here. And I just shared this on Facebook, right? I wanted people to see this. Now, there's a picture of a couple of women from sitcoms, right, that we watched growing up. Okay. You got the little girl from What's Happening, D. I think that's her. Yeah. You got Shirley from Good Times. No, Shirley from What's Happening. And the little girl D from What's Happening. You got Aunt Esther from the Sanford and Son. You got Florence from the Jeffersons, right? You got Pam from the Martin show, Martin or whatever. and you got Martin dressed up as Shanaynay. Shanaynay, right? What do all these women have in common? What do all their characters have in common? I'm not calling Martin a woman, but in this case, he was playing, imitating a woman. But what do they all have in common? And the caption above this says, who had the most mouth? All right, let me go get a little deep right here, as a matter of fact. As a matter of fact, I'm finna go a little deep right here. Who has the most mouth? A lot of us don't understand that we can't, that men, that a lot of women don't understand that they can't keep the man that they want. Because these characters that we watch growing up are stitched into our DNA. They're stitched into our thinking. So we react and respond in an emotional manner, sharp, witty, direct, you know, regardless of being conscious of how it might make a man feel. Cutting a man down, disrespecting him, talking down at him, checking him is what we call it in the streets. It's not going to do anything but get a lot of women what they get today. Left alone, punched in the face, shot to death. I mean, whatever. I mean, the list goes on. So the point that I'm trying to make at this particular time is this, everybody. We got to reverse what society has done through our teenage years, our young lives, our college years, through TV. And when you talk about, when you use the word submissive, a lot of women get crazy and be like, hey, no, you know, I'm not with that submissive this, I'm not with that. You know, I get it, right? I respect it. But will you submit to the one that you want? Will you submit to the one that you want? And I can promise you, things are going to change. So, fellas, back to the point. Just because a woman is single or always single, going from man to man, doesn't mean that she cannot keep a man. It means that the men that she has been with have not done anything to compel her to want to keep them. Because a woman will put up with certain things from this guy that she won't put up from that guy. And we all are a living witness of that. Ladies, if you want to keep a man, you have to stop doing the things that you know that they don't like. If you're not in tune with what they don't like, shame on you. And I got to put that out there. It's the Real Relationship Talk Show. We about to wrap things up here. We about to wrap things up. Now, the final thought is something that I normally do at the end, but we don't have much time for it right now. But I do want to say this. The Real Relationship Talk Show is like medicine. When you put it in your mouth, it's disgusting. But once you swallow it down, unconditional acceptance, it does a body good. It does a relationship good. You will be together. You will not worry about what other people say. Okay? You will do what it takes to stay together. You will deal with what you don't like, as opposed to running from it. You will learn to communicate in a more of an effective way, more so than a direct way, not giving a damn about, you know, that person's feelings or anything. And that's what I got to drop on your heads tonight. It's a Real Relationship Talk Show. We're going to be back next week, everybody. Get ready for another great show. I had so much fun. Dollhouse Radio's on. Kenny Talk. Kisses at your lips, baby. Which lips, Kenny? Those lips. Salute. I'm back. The Real Relationship Talk Show is back, so you better get ready. Yeah.